Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Saturday as we get ready for Game 2 between the Giants and the Cleveland Guardians. See, I said the Guardians. I knew I was going to make a mistake somewhere along the line, but not yet. Yes, it's the Cleveland Guardians at Progressive Field, and the Giants play Game 2 of this series. And when I hear of Cleveland, I think back to the 1954 World Series, when the Giants and the Indians at that point squared off. And, of course, the Giants swept that series, and last night they won another one, this time from the Guardians 4-1. It was Jackie Robinson Day, the 75th anniversary of Jackie breaking the color line on April 15, 1947. Number 42 was worn by everybody in baseball yesterday. Not just 42, but a blue 42, the color that the Brooklyn Dodgers used in Jackie's uniform way back in 1947. The Guardians have a good team. They can hit the ball, but they haven't seen the Giant pitching staff as of yet, and they got a good look at that pitching staff last night. By the way, happy Easter, happy Passover if you celebrate, and have a great weekend here as we enjoy some baseball. The Giants have won three straight. They go for their fourth today, Anthony DeSclafani on the hill, and Cal Quantrill for the San Diego Padres. That's where they got him from, San Diego. But his father's Paul Quantrill, who pitched in the big league. So he's 27 years old. He goes against DeSclafani today. We will talk about that as the show goes on today. By the way, Jackie Robinson Day, April 15th, 1947. We don't ever want to forget Larry Doby, who integrated the American League just a couple of months later, and we celebrate that day on the show every single year, July 5th of 1947 as well. And Larry Doby did not have it easy as well. Giants on the road last year, fabulous, 53-28, 54-27 at home, and if you do your math, it adds up to 107 wins. And they started off the road trip last night with a win, 4-1 over the Guardians. And it was a story of Carlos Rodon again. And I just wonder where he's going to be in August. Because let me tell you, the first inning he throws 97-98. And the seventh inning after 90 pitches, he's throwing 99. And this is a pitcher who is full max effort every time out there. And I know it's only April 15th when he pitched yesterday. But you just hope that shoulder holds up for him. He had some trouble last year with the shoulder. You have to hope it holds up for him when we get into August. The Giants pitching staff has just been terrific. They are number six in batting average against in Major League Baseball at .207. They've only given up three homers. That's number two in baseball. And their ERA, number two in baseball, 2.39. So again, it's a story of pitching for the San Francisco Giants. So they win the game last night 4-1. As I said, Rodon gets the win, seven innings, pitched excellent baseball, just a couple of hits, a run, and one walk, nine strikeouts for him. That gives him 21 strikeouts in his first two games as a San Francisco Giant. Cliff Melton, way back in 1937, you remember him, had 22 in his first two. And Juan Marichal had 18 in 1960. So Carlos Rodon, right up there in Major League Baseball and, of course, with the San Francisco Giants. So the Giants win it 4-1, and they rely on the home run ball to get it done for them. Brandon Crawford, who's struggled at the plate a little bit getting it going, and he had the wrist bent back in that San Diego series, but he was out there last night. And he took Zach Plesac deep to give the Giants a 1-0 lead. And then it was Jock Peterson's turn. And he turned on one and knocked it out to give the Giants a 2-0 lead. And what was significant about that, on the Peterson home run, that was number 150 for him in his career. And that, of course, spans the Dodgers, Cubs, Braves, and now with the San Francisco Giants. And he was happy. You could tell. And he brings some life. I said this earlier. He brings some life to this ball club. And you could see him celebrating in the dugout after hitting that home run that put the Giants up 2-0. The Guardians, I have to say the Guardians, got a run to make it a little tighter, 2-1, and Rodon was out of the game. By the way, Rodgers came in a very easy eighth. Duval walked that minefield that he does, and he got it done in the ninth and got his second save. Duval is settling in that closer role, so I like to see it last night. The big hit, though, I think of the game, really belonged to Joey Bart. Giants are winning 2-1 at this point, and Bart gets a pitch that he could just drive, and he has got tremendous power. The strikeouts are in there. Believe me, the strikeouts are in there. But when he connects and he got one over the plate, if you give him a hanger and he can time it, he's going to hit it a long way. And he knocked it out. It was a two-run shot. The Guardians complained that they thought maybe it didn't get over the wall, but it clearly did. Hit the railing and bounced back. But it left the bat at 109 miles an hour. And that is just a bolt that he hit out in left field. It put the Giants up 4-1, and that was eventually the final score. 4-8-0 for the Giants, 1-3-1 for the Guardians. Rodon, the winner, and Plesac, the loser last night. Interesting Cleveland team. And it really was a lot of fun to sort of watch how this team got put together for me. Francisco Lindor was traded, and they got the second baseman Jimenez and the shortstop Ahmad Rosario. And both, we didn't see Jimenez last night. We'll probably see him today. Owen Miller was at second last night. And Rosario is a starting shortstop. 23 years old Jimenez, 26-year-old Ahmed Rosario. That's in the Lindor trade. Then they got Miles Straw from Houston, and he is their center fielder. He can run a little bit, not a lot of power, but he can lead off. And they got him in that trade from Maton, and he has now signed a 5-year deal. So they put Straw out there. That's three starters already. Then you get to the Clevinger deal with San Diego, and Cleveland got back Austin Hedges, the catcher. Now, he hasn't gotten a hit yet. He's a good defensive catcher, and he's doing the catching for the Guardians. Owen Miller, who maybe had the best at-bats last night. Well, maybe Jose Ramirez did too. But Owen Miller, who's a first baseman, second baseman, 25 years old, going into last night's game, he was 11 for 21 with a couple of homers and six RBIs. Josh Naylor, who's back after an injury, was 4 for 9 in the spring. He played first base last night. And if that's not enough, Cal Quantrill, they got today's starting pitcher in the trade for Clevinger. So that's four players, and all of them are starting players. Straw's a fifth, and Jimenez and Rosario, they got seven starting players for the Guardians in those trades. And I bring it up because that's a way to rebuild and rebuild quickly, and they've got the right manager in Terry Francona as well. The other interesting player, and we heard a lot about him last night, is Stephen Kwan. And he's from Fremont, Washington High School, and he just doesn't swing and miss. He's got one of the best contact rates in all of Major League Baseball. He's just a young man. His first real exposure to the big leagues is now. Got hit in the head with a curve last night from Rodon. He sort of knelt down as the pitch was coming in, hit him square on the side of the helmet. It's fine. But going in, he only had like three swings and misses going into that at-bat for the whole season, and that is absolutely terrific in Major League Baseball. But he's a nice player. He gets on base. He was 10 for 19 with seven runs scored, eight walks. He's out of Oregon State, as I said, 24 years old. He's a left-handed hitter, and he was on base 19 of 29 plate appearances going into the game last night. So that is Stephen Kwan. A lot of fun to watch him on the field and to know that he is a Bay Area kid and he idolized the San Francisco Giants. So Stephen Kwan, very interesting player. I'm sure we'll see him in there today for the Guardians. All right, let's look at today's matchup a little bit before we get further down into the show. Evan Weback is going to join us. He covers the Giants for the San Jose Mercury News. Anthony DeSclafani today, 31 years old. His birthday is coming up on the 18th, so that is just a couple of days away. He's 31. It's his 158th game, 148th start. We saw him once this year against the Marlins, and this is going to be a different weekend for the Giants. The Aces are not going. And I say that when I talk about Webb, Cobb, and Rodon. Those guys just bring it, and they are just really, so far this season, they have been just terrific. DeSclafani and Wood tomorrow have gotten hit a little bit more. First game against the Marlins, 3 2/3, 8 hits, 2 runs. No homers, a walk and 5 strikeouts. Lefties were 4 for 5 against them, and righties 4 for 12. So we'll get deeper into that. But let me tell you, the Cleveland lineup potentially of Hedges, Mercado, Jose Ramirez, who's a fabulous hitter, and Reyes, the DH, and Rosario, you add it all up, 2 for 29 against DeSclafani. 2 for 29, and Ramirez 0 for 11. How about that? So DeSclafani goes for the Giants. On the other side is this Cal Quantrill, 6'3", 195, 27 years old. Very good for the Guardians last year. He was a 289 earned run average, a 1.18 whip, 47 walks, 121 strikeouts. Not the greatest ratio. 149 innings, though, and only 16 homers. Lefties 214 with 8. Righties hit him a little better, 254 with 8 as well. But runners in scoring position, 17 for 102. And the first time through, 9 of those home runs happened. Of the 16, the first time through the lineup. So we'll talk more about him. First game against Kansas City, 5 innings, 4 hits, a couple of runs. No homers, a walk and 2 strikeouts. And the Guardians won that one 17-3. The other thing that, and I've got it circled on my card, 18 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing in the career against Cal Quantrill. So we'll see if the new aggressive will do anything to win a game. San Francisco Giants take advantage of that. He is 27 years old. All right, we'll take a break. Evan Wiebeck is coming up next. He's in Cleveland. We'll talk to him about the game last night, a little bit about Jackie Robinson Day. And get you ready for baseball right here, KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.